visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, January 27th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the phone number, the website, the ability to schedule a wellness scan, 50% off, $400 normal price. Missy's willing to do it for half, $199 for our listeners. You're having health issues. You're having problems. You're not really sure. The doctor's not really sure. This is something you can do on your own to find out what Missy says your body is saying is wrong with you. It'll give you the main top issues that your body is dealing with. Along with it, what foods to perhaps help you fix the problem, as well as possible supplements you may need to replace whatever you're currently doing. One of the missions of this show is to make our listeners, our radio family, have a better standard of living, lower cost of living, healthier, able to participate, feel better, better rest, better sleep, better health, saving money, and living a better life. And again, if you're dealing with issues in your current doctor situation, can't fix it, why not try this? That's all I'm saying. She's willing to do it for half price because she believes in our radio family, she believes in the station, she believes in your health and wants to help. So again, just text me Missy, and I'll text you TruckerRandyHealth.com is the website, as well as the phone number. Now, many of you have reached out to me because you need the phone number. You're not able to do it online. Just text me Missy, and I'll text you back 269-964-4044. Greatly appreciate what she's doing for us, giving us a discount right now at the beginning of the year to try to help people health-wise. And then, again, this is not the weight loss program. This is simply to find out if there's something going on in your body that perhaps your doctor's not able to find. So greatly appreciate her doing that for us. One of the stories that caught my eye from Lansing over the weekend, and it was kind of interesting. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, this is interesting. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is instructing state agency heads and department directors to seek legal advice from Attorney General Dana Nessel's office on how to deal with President Donald Trump's executive orders that may affect their use of federal funding. Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Friday issued her very first executive directive of 2025-1 to state department directors and autonomous agency heads. That's the title, basically, of this executive directive. Essentially, her directive calls on them to each consult with the Attorney General's office about any federal actions, prioritizing those that address perhaps their use or receipt of federal dollars from Washington, D.C. Whitmer listed specific examples coming from the Trump White House. The executive order to terminate within 60 days, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion, end quote, and, quote, environmental justice, end quote, offices, positions, as well as any equity-related grants or contracts. Donald Trump put out an executive order that all federal agencies, all federal bureaucratic departments had to end immediately diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, environmental justice, CRT, critical race theory, and many other activities within the federal government. In doing so, many of the state funds that come from Washington are connected to that executive order. In addition, Donald Trump's, quote, unleashing American energy, end quote, executive order, instructing the federal government to ensure a level regulatory playing field, end quote, for consumer choice over vehicles, and to consider eliminating unfair subsidies and other market distortions that favor electric vehicles. You have to understand something. Donald Trump said point blank when he signed that particular executive order, he was going to eliminate, he was going to kill, he was going to completely stop implementing the Green New Deal. He actually called it the Green New Scam, and that he was absolutely going to eliminate all mandated electric vehicle mandates at both the state and federal levels. Unleashing American energy, drill baby drill, going to immediately start drilling on offshore federal lands, and is renegotiating the reopening of the Keystone XL pipeline with Canada. And in doing so, eliminating electric vehicle mandates, electric vehicle production, and even batteries, which is one of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's biggest pet projects here in the state of Michigan. Another order dealing with restoring biological truths. Donald Trump said point blank, there are two genders, male and female, and that federal funds should not be spent on promoting gender ideology. Another issue that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats highly promoted and passed laws in Michigan regarding gender ideology. Another example, Donald Trump's executive order ceasing permission and promotions for federal contractors and subcontractors to be making hiring decisions and to balance their workforce based on race, sex, sexual preference, or national origin. Whitmer's executive directive advised state officials to seek legal counsel is her first executive directive of this year. Whitmer went on to say, this executive directive ensures that each state department and agency is up to date with all federal actions, federal guidance, and federal laws. With a new presidential administration, we're going to keep getting things done for Michigan while complying with the laws and any applicable forthcoming court decisions, end quote, said Whitmer. I'm going to stop right there. Sounds like this governor is preparing to possibly sue. If Donald Trump does anything from a federal level as via an executive order that she disagrees with, she is advising her bureaucratic agencies and department heads and appointed positions to seek legal opinion from who? The very liberal, progressive Attorney General Dana Nessel. Why is she doing this? Well, according to Whitmer's office, the current state budget for fiscal year 2025 includes, out of the $82 billion budget, $34 billion, 33.925 to be precise, for Michigan to receive in federal funding from Washington, D.C. Well, under these new executive orders by Donald Trump, some of that funding is in jeopardy. Whitmer's executive directive noted that some federal actions are already the subject of ongoing legal disputes in various court decisions across the United States. She said Michigan's departments and agencies are required to follow state and federal constitutions, federal and state laws, and applicable regulations and court rulings when spending money and administering programs. Already, Attorney General Dana Nessel is getting involved in a lawsuit against Donald Trump's earliest orders, specifically when it comes to his day one direction for government agencies to no longer issue citizenship documentation to babies born in the country to parents lacking legal status. Attorney General Dana Nessel joined a coalition of Democratic attorney generals, including the attorney generals of Minnesota, North Carolina, Vermont, Wisconsin, and California, in filing a lawsuit against Trump, claiming that he's violating the United States Constitution's citizenship clause contained within the 14th Amendment. Whitmer's directive dealing with legal counsel and federal funding became effective immediately upon her signature on Friday. Her office stated that it will ensure the state continues serving Michiganders without interruption, even with the new presidential administrations and their executive orders. So Governor Gretchen Whitmer trying to stand up against Donald Trump and going to use Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, to do it. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of hour number two. Getting to a couple of text messages. Leonard, he said, I took Missy's scan. I have stem cell patches coming along with some supplements. He said, I sure learned a lot about my condition of my body. Greatly appreciate that. Jeff says, kind of interesting, Donald Trump sure has the Democrats reading and caring now what about the Constitution, what it says, isn't he? Kind of like a learning lesson. Absolutely. They are definitely reading the federal Constitution, going to argue about the 14th Amendment. Right, right, right. Steve and Lanson, I just texted you Missy's information. TruckerRandyHealth.com is the website. You can click on that link or, better yet, give her office a call, 269-964-4044. And make sure you mention Trucker Randy to get 50% off the wellness scan. Joe and Wolverine, I thought Whitmer said she wanted to work with Donald Trump. Now she wants to sue him. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mike, though, listening downstate, very good comment. Whitmer 100% is going to try to find a reason to sue the Trump administration. Besides the potential loss of federal funding, almost $34 billion, she will do it just to make a spectacle of herself against Trump as she prepares for her run for president in 2028. Anywhere she thinks she can get ahead and make cheap political points against Trump, she's going to try to do it. She better be careful or she'll end up like the Colombian president that Trump just embarrassed. Mike, she is going to do everything she can to fight Donald Trump, even though he won the state of Michigan over Kamala Harris. That's number one. Number two, the funding. $34 billion coming from Washington of our $82 billion state budget. Dude, that's over a third. Over, well over a third of our state's budget. And a lot of these programs she has implemented at the agency bureaucratic department levels. Elizabeth Hertel, the Department of Health and Human Services here in Michigan, derives a ton of money from Washington. Many other departments do as well. So it's kind of interesting that this is something that she's choosing to do at this point in time. And Attorney Dana Nessel has already joined these other Democrat attorney generals in filing their lawsuits already against Donald Trump. Donald Trump signed an executive order ending birthright citizenship. This is where illegals come into our country. The woman pregnant, 6, 7, 8 months pregnant, comes into America. They are now on our soil, and she delivers a baby. Well, guess what? The baby being born here, per our 14th Amendment, actually is a citizen of the United States. Donald Trump said, no, not going to be a citizen if the parents are here illegally. Well, again, these very liberal states, California, Michigan's Attorney General, Dana Nessel, Wisconsin, Vermont, North Carolina, Minnesota, already those Democratic attorney generals have already filed a lawsuit against that executive order. So we shall see. We shall see where that goes. And one of the things that you have to understand, this process moving forward is going to continue. So you have to look at, you absolutely have to look at the process and follow these stories, which is what we will do. The only problem is Donald Trump has now signed over 240 executive orders. And folks, he was just sworn in last Monday. We're not even at a full week yet. We still have an hour and 3 minutes to go before he actually got sworn in at noon last Monday. He's done this in less than a week. And lawsuits are already being filed to take him to court over these executive orders. By the way, of course, by now I'm sure you've heard, Pete Hegseth was confirmed because of a tie-breaking vote that Vice President J.D. Vance came to the Senate and made. He was confirmed Secretary of Defense 51-50. Who joined the Democrats? One Republican, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. J.D. Vance broke the tie, and Pete Hegseth is now the Secretary of Defense. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money.